Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I want to thank everybody for what? Tuning into She Zone Radio. First of all, I'd like to tell you who I am. I'm your host, KC, calling out of Richmond, Virginia. We have a lovely panel tonight. First, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the co-host, Teddy. Go ahead, Teddy.
Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy, the King of VA, repping the 757 all day.
What's going on?
You
know where you live at. No,
because I don't want to be here no more.
Well, that is definitely understandable. And we have a very special guest host, ladies. This has got to be a very, very, very influential person. This person is somebody that you need to get to know. Because, as you know, there is a big recession, going on. It's our big depression, 2012, and you need to find a way to get up out of that. So I'm going to introduce you to the female lesbian Donald Trump. I'm going to introduce you to Miss Q. Miss Q, go ahead and introduce yourself to the ladies tonight.
Hey, this is, like she said, it's Q, but everybody on Facebook know me as Qwanda Grayson. Hey, that Donald Trump ring a bell, but I like to have some more little Donald Trumps on the business with me.
Hear that. So Q, tell me a little bit about you. Like, who are you outside of what you do?
Outside of what I do, I'm basic. I'm from Illinois. I love sports. Right now I currently play football, professional women's football in Arizona.
Okay.
I pretty much just got my brother. You know, I don't got no kids. Single. So, living the life right now.
Okay. Arizona. How's the weather out there?
Love it. I'm in Illinois right now working, though, but Arizona's lovely.
Lovely. Is it true that y'all have a lot of, like, lizards and different types of reptiles and dinosaurs out there? Like, I don't heard so much stuff about Arizona. Like, I really want to go. I really want to visit Phoenix, but I'm scared of the reptiles. Like, tell me more. Is that true? Like,
you can't believe everything you hear. It's a desert. Of course, you're going to have little animals, but it's, you know, it's also a big city, too. So the animals only come when you're in the desert area and in the country. But you good, though. The city is good.
All right. So, what is it that you do?
Well, like everybody else, you know, I'm pretty much, I work from home. I'm a network marketer, is what you can say. But what I market is irreplaceable to anything because it's something that people do every day. I don't care what's going on in recession. You're going to figure out a way to keep your phone on, keep your gas on, keep your electric on. You're going to figure out a way to get your vitamins and your contacts. What I do is help you get paid off all that. And I help you build your own business doing it. And in the process, you get a residual and you have fun and meet positive people.
Okay. How could the ladies benefit off of doing what you do? Like, what is their benefit?
Well, you know, we got a lot of ladies out there with children, working two jobs, ain't got no support, no help, and a lot of them struggling. You know, this benefits them because they can now spend more time with the kids at home, being able to, you know, keep them out of trouble, make some money while they at it, meet positive people. And in the process, when you meet positive people and you hang with those people, you know, you might even meet a partner in that aspect, too.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I really don't know what to say. I'm going to go ahead and let Teddy ask you what you want to ask her. Like,
I mean, what do you have to do to, you know, pursue working from home? You know, what website do you have to go to? And just pretty much, what website do you have to go to, you know, to start this off, to start the process, to get more information if you're very interested in it?
Well, I mean, if you're very interested in it, the easiest way is just to add me on Facebook, because there's so much stuff on there you can't miss it. But you can also go to my website, and I'll give you that. It's it's moneytrain.myhomefortune.com, and I'll spell that out. It's MoneyTrain. .myhomefortune.com. And on that website, it breaks down everything, all the products and services, the overviews, the opportunities, the way to get in contact with me. There's everything you need on there. Like I said, the best way is to just contact me directly, so I have quicker, you know, ways to get in, get all the information you need. And that way you can ask questions at the same time, too.
Okay. So what can you tell me about the new product that you all are offering and, you know, the plan for growth in the company?
Oh, wow. We got so many products, but the new product is called Modify Wireless. It'll be coming out soon. It's only offered to certain levels right now. But what it is just cell phones. You know, everybody likes Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. They always say that their bills are too high. You know, they say they like the service, but they're just too high. So what we went and did is we kept the same providers. I said, we're giving you the option to have no contract, no credit check. And everybody know about U.S. Cellular and Cricket and how those prices are. Now we're giving you those prices with Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T. So you're going to be able to have everything just as a prepaid price. So that itself is a billion-dollar industry right there, let alone that we got gas and electric. Yes, I said gas and electric. It's called Zoom. And, you know, you keep your same company, same thing, no credit check, no change in the company. It's free. Why not try it? If you don't like it, call and cancel. There's no cancellation fee. But it's going to save you money. It's going to save you money on that bill, and we all know we can use a little extra money right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Yes, I can. Just like Charmin. Yes, I can.
Amen.
Realness, man. What are some of the weaknesses and some of the strengths, the major strengths and some of the major weaknesses in the company itself?
I think some of the major weaknesses, not really in the company, because you're actually your own boss. So I think as far as the major weakness is just most people, they get discouraged by the no. And you got to realize not everybody's going to see your vision. You know, not everybody's not going to understand the money. But once you do get that first yes, all the no's are going to be irrelevant. But the weakest part about this is people tend to let the no discourage them. The strength about this company is no matter what level you're at, everybody is the same. They treat you the same. They don't treat you just because they're making a million. You know, they don't treat you because you're making $100,000. They don't treat you no differently. They're the same. The founder of this company, he is the most down-to-earth person ever. Like, just like one of your regular friends. And you're like, man, you make this much money, but yet you act like one of us. He goes to Denny's. He goes to IHOP. You know what I mean? You would think making that much money, you going places we ain't even heard of. But he's down to earth. And that's what I love about this company. No matter what team you on, everybody helps. Everybody helps. But you can't never say you don't have nobody to help you. The only way nobody will help you is if you're not reaching out to them. That's the biggest benefit, that everybody works together no matter what team you're on. So you always have positive people.
That definitely sounds like something that we need to hop on, Teddy.
Yes,
we need
to hop on. I'm to hop on it. Yes, I got
yes,
to.
Yes, Lord.
I got to talk to you to take care of. I got to.
We're going to talk to you
right,
the end of the show.
I'm trying to see how many people I can take to this free trip with me in October. All we gotta do is work, and it's gonna be free, and you get to take somebody with you, and it's all inclusive. Did I tell you that? Come on now.
No, Albert, we need to go ahead and hop on that vacation.
We got to, bro. We could take somebody with us too.
All you gotta do is put in the work. You put in the work. You're going to do the work anyway. It's just giving you a benefit. Instead of most jobs, they give you a pen. They give you a plaque. This one giving you a vacation.
Right.
And you get to a certain level, you get a free car. Come on now.
We're
going to give you a free BMW.
You said the magic word. You said car, free car.
A free BMW. Lord Jesus.
I tell you I'm putting mine out? You get to a certain level by doing your job. You get a free BMW. Come on now. Can we say free $100? Free $100.
Can we say I got to get on this?
I told you, you're sleeping. You're sleeping.
I got to wake up. Wake me up. Throw some water on me. I'm woke now.
Slap me.
I'm woke now.
I already told you. It's on the table. It's there. It's just put in the work.
Anybody
on the team right now is ready to go because I'm jump starting everywhere. I'm trying to be internationally known. And we're not just in the U.S. We're in Canada, Puerto Rico, and the U.K.
Damn, right. I got to get on it. We got to bring that here to Virginia, bro. We got to bring it here.
We are all starting tonight.
Damn, I got to get to a computer, man. And you know me, but I'm going to get me. I'm on it. Got to.
Now, here is the question I have for you.
Go ahead.
And I know that all of the listeners want to know.
Okay.
You know how we are. Us ladies are anyway. You want to know. Bro, what's the catch to all this money? What's the catch? We want to know. What's going on with the bank?
Me personally, there's no catch. But if you look at other people, they think because you have to spend $105 to cover your business for a whole year and to start your website, that's the catch. But to me, there's no catch. When I start off and the bonus before I can even get out the dough is $1,200. Come on. I mean... You do your part, I help you do the whole thing. Your 105 could turn into 1200 before 30 days. You can't even tell me you're going to make that by spending $100. Your shoes ain't going to make you no $1,200. Your clothes can make you no $1,200. And everybody just, that's normally the catch. Everybody say, well, why I got to pay $105? Why not? You just went and spent it on some shoes, and all you can wear them is one time. This covers you for a whole year. Whole year.
So $105. Okay. Like you told us exactly the different products, different, you know, everything. Let us know what is it that
I didn't tell you the different products.
Yeah. Well, you know, you told us the website and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You told us most of the different products. But you know, the 105, the different products. What exactly are the people doing? Like, how do they get the goal, you know? How could they increase their sales, like, pretty much?
Good question. In this business, you do two things. You gather loyal customers one time. Throughout this whole business, you only need 15 customer points. And the kicker, you can be your own customer.
Yeah.
You only need, okay? The second part is that we help each other build a team. That's the only two things you do. How you do it, it's up to you. As y'all know, I be on Facebook, I be out in the public, I do Twitter, tag, whatever I feel at that moment that I need to do. Because you never know, somebody's always looking.
Yeah.
You know? So, but the best part about it, we work as a team, we do meetings. Like, you guys in Virginia, we got a team out there. We got people in South Carolina, North Carolina, Michigan, you know, we all over the map. So just because you guys don't know about it, don't mean they're not there. They just ain't got to you yet.
We got to bring them close. I need to know where they at.
They out there. I think before I even started traveling, I built my team from Phoenix, Arizona, from my computer, and all my business partners that I got wasn't even in Phoenix, Arizona. I did it from my computer. So there's people out there. It's just getting to them.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do right now. Ladies, I want you ladies right now, if you want to ask Q any questions about how to successfully get into this business, you know. Hello?
Hello?
How you know how to successfully get into this business? I'm going to ask you all to press the number one ASAP. So by they pressing the number one, I'm going to give people a chance to press the number one. All right. So, Q, tell me which call I should pick first. You choose a number from 1 to 3. And
okay. Hey, I always like the one that goes first, so I like number one.
Let's talk to area code 804-325. Clicking on you now. She's on radio talking. All right, are you?
I'm good. I just want to know the information. I didn't quite catch the website, and you said it was a direct line that we could contact you on.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I'm a business person, so I'll even go ahead and get my cell phone out. And cell phone number is area code 602-732-0229. And when you call, just let me know that you came from the radio blog.
Okay.
All right.
And what's your name again?
Kiwanda, or you can call me Q, but you spell it Q-U-E-W-A-N-D-A.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling, and you have a nice day. Let's go to number 2. 804-236. Are you in the building?
Yes,
hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi,
how you doing?
No. I want to know the website. I missed it. I didn't get my pen fast enough.
It's okay. It's okay. The website is moneytrain.myhomefortune.com. And that's moneytrain.my. HomeFortune.com. And if you have troubles, you can call my phone. It's area code 602-732-0229.
All right, ma'am.
All
right, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to one more caller. So I'm asking to pick one or two, so you got to tell me which one you want to talk to, one or two.
I went one last time. Go with number two this time.
All right. Call straight out of, is that Georgia? See, we got Georgia. Area code 678. If you're in the building, talk to me. Hello? All right, ladies, I'm going to let Q go ahead and tell each and every last one of you all those numbers again, how to get in contact with you. So, Q, tell everybody your last moments. Let them know how to get in contact with you, your phone number, your Facebook, your Twitter, all that. Give them the information.
No problem. Like I said, I'm on Facebook, and it's Kiwanda Grayson, and that's Q. UEWANDA, last name Grayson, GRAYSON. My Twitter is QGCEOFHTM. My cell phone, I'm going to slow down because I know people writing. My cell phone, area code 602. 727-332-0229. And like I said, just reference, she's on Radio Blog, so I know where you guys came from.
All right, Q. I want to thank you so much for coming on. She's on Radio. And always, you already know, hit me up. We need to talk. ASAP.
We already know.
Yeah, I already know.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It was a big blast. A lot of fun.
It was nice meeting you, and we're going to get to do some business real soon.
Oh, that's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a
all
nice
right.
day, Q.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Teddy, since we on the talk of money, I want to know your input on money itself.
I love money.
How important in life is money?
I mean, money in life is important. You know, get you your basic needs and necessities. It gets you your needs, your wants. Stuff you don't need and want, you know. It makes the world go round. Sometimes money can be the root of all evil in some cases. How you feel about money?
Man, money ain't all that, but it help, girl. I'm gonna tell you something. What I can do with some money, okay?
Okay, let me know, hunty. Let me know.
Let me tell you something. Money buy you food, money buy you everything. But one thing money don't do, money can never do, is buy you happiness. It can never.
Right.
Because guess what? You could be the brokest person. You could be the brokest person in the world, but you happy all of life. You feel me?
Right.
Like, I don't feel like money should define a person. You know, there's a whole lot of rich people out there, celebrities or whatever, that's miserable because they got too much money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they got too much.
Too much. They don't know what to do with it.
Don't know what to do with it. Don't know how to spend it, man.
They can give me some.
I know a lot of people, you know, break up out of the relationships over money. Money is a big relationship break-upper.
Yes, yes, it is. Trust me, I know from experience. Yes, it is.
Well, like, what's your input on, like, relationships and money? Like, is it, you know, what's your input on that?
My input is, I mean, if you're going to be with somebody, you know, and you're with that person, and they come into the relationship with money, you know, having a job, you know, nice paying job, and God forbid they lose it, you know, they get laid off or they get fired. I mean, as a partner, you should be there, you know, till they get back on their feet. But you don't have to support them, you know, not all the time. Just give them that motivation. You need to get up and, you know, get back out there. Don't let this, you know, bring you down or break your spirit. You get back out there, you're going to find something that's going to take time. You know, just be there. You know, for the your partner or whatever the case may be. Because like you say, money do break up relationships. You know, it makes them, they could be good in the beginning, and then money's not there no more, they're going to go on to the next one, they got money. And that's what, you know, that person was looking for from the get-go. All they wanted was your money. They didn't want your time and your conversation and all that. They just wanted your money. So just got to find somebody that'll be with you no matter what. Regardless if you got tens of millions of dollars or you got $10 to your name.
My other question is, it's kind of hilarious a little bit. What's your
input? We need to laugh.
What is your input on femmes with hairy legs that wear sundresses in the summer?
That's a no-no. How you going to walk around with a sundress on and you got more hair on your legs than I do on my head? I mean, go get a razor, get some shaving cream or some soap or whatever the hell you use, shave that hair off and let the world see your sexy legs. But if your hair on your legs is long enough that you can cornrow it and you got on a sundress, it's a problem.
Well,
that's
me probably
don't.
Telling me personally, if she got hair on her legs like that, and I don't know, it might be kind of comfortable in the wintertime, you know, but.
Yeah, in the wintertime, you know. Keep it warm.
It could be a shield to my body in the wintertime.
Yes, keep it warm, baby. Keep it warm in the winter, but not in the summer.
But yeah, in the summertime, you know what I'm saying? You know, if she got her barracuda legs and she walking down the beach with her Daisy Duke and her sundress on with her bikini. Her Don King legs. I don't know. Something is not right about that. I
don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this on air, but
save it. Take it off. Matter of fact,
bro, if she don't want to do it, I'll do it for her.
She gotta learn.
I'm gonna teach you how to do it the first time. You gotta do it the second time. The third time, oh my God.
I just don't know.
Mm-mm.
So, what are. Give me a topic. What you want to talk about? We got a few minutes, so. Give me a random topic.
A random topic, okay. People with, you know, with kids, with teenagers, you know, how would people, you know, trying to get out, you know, to date again?
Mm-hmm.
How they deal with, let's say, if a stud had kids, you know, teenagers or, you know, small kids, how would the fem or even another stud that they did, you know, the stud on stud thing, how they would come about, you know, trying to get into a relationship with somebody that got kids? Or would they accept the kids or not?
Well, in my view, a person that's interested in the mother should always be interested in the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether the kids like them or not, as a couple with children, you're about to create a new family.
Right.
That's just like me dating a girl and her family doesn't like me. That is none of my business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm still going to treat the kids. I'm still going to treat the mother. Still going to treat my girl the same respect that my grandmother raised me to do. She raised me to be a grown woman. She raised me to treat people like I've been treated. And I'm going to walk into a relationship hoping to build a new family. That's just real talk. I'm going to love that child just like it was mine.
Right.
And hopefully the child will love me as well. But you do have a lot of kids out there that are very, 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 very protective over their mom, especially the mom, okay?
Yeah. And they don't want to see their mom with nobody, not a woman, not a man, nothing. So, you know, I'm talking to those ladies out there that are dealing with this, that are dealing with relationships where the child doesn't like you, that's none of your concern. Because nobody's judgment about you should matter anyway. You're not having sex with the child. You're
right.
You're not building, you know, romance with the child. I know kids don't even like their real mom and daddy. So what makes you think they're going to like you? You know
right.
what I'm saying? So you just gotta go in with open arms, going open minded, and go in willing to accept, and go in willing not to be accepted because you wasn't built to be accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, I feel you.
That's just, you know, how I look at the whole situation, especially with the kids. You know, I love kids, and mostly every woman that I've dated, my last couple of, you know, women, they all had kids. And I love kids. And kids, you know, I ain't gonna say they all love me, but most of them do. Most of them, you know.
Because
I'm goofy just like them, you know what I'm saying?
Just like me, bro. All the kids like me. I'm like a big, I'm a big ass kid.
Sure,
when it comes to kids, you know.
You the teddy bear and I'm the penguin boy, baby.
Along the way.
So, Teddy, right now is a very important moment.
Oh,
she knows radio. You want to know what that is? You know what? It's ticket time.
It's ticket
time.
We didn't change it. It's ticket time, bitches. It's ticket time.
It's ticket time, ladies. And you know what? I'm going to be real with y'all. It ain't going to be easy to win these tickets. It ain't going to be easy. So, I hope you know your history. So what I want you ladies to do for me right now, if you are interested in coming to She Pride 2012, you want to be up close and personal, get these VIP tickets for two, right front, dead smack and center with Pretty P, King Kale, Sis Bob, Dookie, Flavor, and now Chanel.
caution as to the truth. Onyx, Baltimore Prince Dom. I mean, Charlie, it's a lot. There's a lot of women that's gonna be there, and these tickets. You want these tickets, all right? So,
yeah.
If you want these tickets, press the number one right now. Press number one. Don't be scared. Let's go.
Don't be scared now. Come on.
Come on. I know it's more than two people that want these sheep right there.
Y'all come on.
All right. Press number one. You want these? There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go area code 678. 927. Talk to me.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Elizabeth, calling from ACL.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right, Miss Lady, so you trying to go sheep pride 2012, huh?
I'm trying.
Don't say it like that, because you might get to go right now.
Okay.
You might get to go and get and bring a friend with you and sit right there smack in front of everybody. Just,
right there.
Right there.
How you doing?
Woman all in your face, sweat all in your face, you know what I'm saying? You get to see all the action front and center. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like that, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
How good is your gay history?
I think it's pretty good.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we want everybody to smile for this woman now, because we trying to see if she can get these questions right. Because if she don't get these questions right, perfectly right, we have to get somebody else. So, what I want to know is, tell me all of the states that allow gay marriage.
California, New York. For real. California, New York, Maryland, Washington, Connecticut. Oh my God, New Hampshire. Massachusetts. Don't judge me, okay?
I love you to death. I'm going to say it's tracking tomorrow. Bah, bah. You was good till you said you was good. I ain't going to give it away, but you was good till you said two. You was good. But I was trying to see, put it like this, get your thoughts together, and nobody else get it right. We're going to come right back to you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Anybody else want to win these sheep wrap tickets? Go ahead and press one right now. Press number one. All right, I'm just going to go down the list right quick. Area code 803-218. Talk to me. Area code 803. All right. Area code 860-990. Talk to me. Hello? All right. Area code 917-664. Talk to me. Hello? Ready? Let's go back to area code 678. All right, 678. Let's see if we can do it again one more time. Hello, 678? Atlanta?
She not on? What's going on? I guess she don't want the ticket.
Where are you? All right, Atlanta, you still here?
I'm here. Hello?
Okay, she's back.
I'm back.
Yeah. All right. So come on.
Okay. California. Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, California, New York, Oh, Jesus. Okay, wait. California, New York, Washington. Oh, Jesus. Massachusetts. I'm nervous. Is
you,
that it?
You still got that. You still got that. Come on.
Okay.
Trying to be nice now. It's the only time
I'm going. I do. I'm nervous. Okay. California, New York, Massachusetts, Washington. Vermont, Maryland, Connecticut, and Iowa. Is that it?
I'm going to give you my answer in 2.3 seconds.
Oh, wait. Okay, California, New York, Washington, Maryland, Massachusetts, Iowa. Did I say Washington already? Yeah, I said that. Did I say Connecticut? Yeah, I said that too. New Hampshire.
You are missing one. Two.
Oh, my God. I'm missing two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel defeated.
Come on.
Okay. Back to this. California, D.C., Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. I know it ain't Georgia.
Nah, you definitely know it ain't Georgia.
Right. Okay. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Ohio, Vermont, New Hampshire, D.C., New York, Washington. Wait, no, that's D.C. Maryland, Cali.
We'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It is close to.
It's
close
right?
to Virginia.
Uh huh.
But not far from Maine.
You have to make me sing my very song. Okay, close to that mountain.
Come on now.
Is it Rhode Island?
No, not. Come on, you've been a good sport. You've been a good sport. Come on.
You say what?
I said you've been a good sport. Come on, let's. When these tickets, man, come on. It's not far from Virginia, but it's closer to Maine.
Oh, Virginia. Okay, wait.
Not far from Virginia, but it's closer to the state name.
Vermont or New Hampshire?
You're not far from me.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me take this other person and see if they can get it right. If not, I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's trying. All right, area code 860-990. Talk to me. Can you tell me all the states in the United States that allowed gay marriage for these cheap 2012 tickets?
Connecticut, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Maryland, Maryland, D.C., and I believe that's it.
And you missing some.
Mm-hmm.
You missing some.
California.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you the same hint I just gave the other young lady that was just on the phone. I'm trying to get these tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
And we only got 2 minutes to do it. So.
All right.
It's not far from Virginia. Not far from Virginia.
Yes.
But it's closer to the state of Maine.
Closer to the state of Maine, and it's a U.S. state.
It's in the United States.
All right. It's
real close to Maine, but it's not that far of a drive from Virginia.
Massachusetts. Vermont. New Hampshire. I live in Connecticut, so Connecticut's a legal state, and I know all the states around Connecticut, so it's either Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania is far away from Maine, so I can't say Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania doesn't have gay marriage.
They just legalized it, actually. It's not Pennsylvania, but it's not far. I'm telling you, very hot.
Delaware.
A lot of people don't know about it, but you can get your union there, and you can get your certificate.
Oh, civil union? Well, Fort Lauderdale in Florida just instituted civil union. So if you're talking about civil, now this is different between domestic partners.
Look, just think, Hans. You already said you was in Connecticut.
Yes, I'm from Connecticut.
It's right there. Right there in that. It's that far. Trust me.
New Jersey?
Bang!
New Jersey, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, New York, Florida, and I believe that's it.
All I'm going to say is exactly where I want you to do is email me at shezonee@gmail.com. You can bring a friend with you to She Pride 2012 because you are at the door.
Thank you. And this is Susan, Sathya Carrillo. Yeah,
give me all your information.
All right.
Are you a friend of mine on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hit me on Facebook
right now. Give me that information.
Right. Gotcha.
And make sure you say 524-2012 She Zone Radio.
Yeah.
That way I know that it's you.
Okay.
All right?
All right. One, and thanks a lot, man.
All right. And you're welcome, and thank you for coming in and talking to us on She Zone Radio. I'm all excited. I'm fine.
You're welcome.
Miss 678. Miss Georgia.
Hello.
Are you still here?
I'm here.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow?
Hello.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
Well, I want you to call in tomorrow because we're doing it again, okay?
Okay.
Don't give up. All right?
Okay.
All right. So this is what I want everybody to do. I want y'all to try again tomorrow, those who try tonight. Every day this week, we are giving out She Pride tickets, so this is the week to get them. I want to thank everybody for coming on, Q. I want to thank you, Teddy. I love you so much, brother.
And I love you, man.
Everybody, have a good night. See you tomorrow with our guests. I'm not going to tell you, but just know it's a wonderful guest, girl. Okay? Good night.
Okay.